Hi, this is Christina with Rock On Request, and we're here today once again with Micah Miley from There For Tomorrow.
Hello.
Now, I just was going to tell you something about your fans that I always want to tell you, but you're just not around, so I can't do that. Now you are. You remember when we did the acoustic video at Green Street?
Yeah.
And we were down in that scary basement.
Yeah.
That is my most watched video, all the videos, all the interviews, everything that we've done.
Really?
And your fans crack me up.
What?
I love them so much.
They
leave the most interesting comments, but they're always like in the same general thing. Oh my God, I love Micah. Oh my God,
yeah.
Micah's voice is so amazing. Oh my God, you were there with Micah. It's really entertaining, and I get like every day in my box, I'm like, oh, here's the latest Micah comment. I'm always looking forward to see what they say. But
yeah. They're
so nice.
They are.
Your fans are always so nice, and I bring that up because, you know, we've interviewed other bands like we do with you guys, you know, repeatedly.
Yeah.
And we kind of see how the fans are because, you know, we deal with them a lot. And some fans get kind of like, they just always want to look for something negative to say,
yeah. Or
they're going to be like, oh, their heads are getting big. They always say the same thing about you guys, that you're so nice and down to earth.
All right.
But they love you to pieces.
Yeah, I mean, our fans, I think the main thing we're finding now is that we're developing very passionate fans, and they're more along the diehard kind of thing than just the, I heard your song on the radio, so I like that show.
Right.
But they're a lot more, they're way less judgmental than, like, half of people out there, and because they just generally love music, and I think they appreciate the effort we put towards anything that we do,
right?
Because we show them that we care, and we try to let them know that they're a part of it, and we like their input and everything, and it's always positive. Everything's very positive, and I think what we want to do is develop a young community of people, you know, obviously involved in music, but that we can branch out of people just for the coming things in the future that we can be responsible for, and if we ever, like, you know, fall off or anything happens to us, we can know that they will carry on our legacy and keep that same attitude and mentality. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's already showing in how they are just as a fan base.
Yeah.
To, you know, the fact that they recognize that you guys are actually nice people is a big thing in this industry. Because, you know, I have a lot of people that I've known for a long time that I really, really like, but I can't say that they're all just genuinely nice all the time, which you guys are every time I see you. And the fans obviously get it, so.
Don't catch me during a Orlando Magic game when they're losing, though.
I won't. But it's kind of fun, though. Like, I see you tweeting, and they're losing, and I'm a Laker fan. I get a little bit of enjoyment out of that. So.
All right, next subject.
Yeah, really. We got to move on now. All right, so let's talk about your video.
Yeah.
That just came out for Deathbed.
It did.
Really great. I loved it. And we have it on our intro page of the site. Mm. People are really enjoying it.
Awesome.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about filming this one. Because, you know, one of the comments I'm seeing from your fans is they think this one is definitely the most professionally done of all your videos. And they really, really like it. So
cool.
Who's your producer and all that?
This is actually my little co-directing credit. Yeah. But We essentially wanted to do this video for Deathbed to kind of expand our boundaries a little bit, and we weren't so happy with the Little Faster video and how cookie cutter the whole storyline was. And, we just kind of wanted to just do us and do it in a certain atmosphere that creates a really, like, customized look. Like, we use this place called Fort Hancock in New Jersey.
Mm.
It's an old Civil War era battery tower. So the walls are just—it's just a huge empty space.
Like, yeah.
If you could see the pre-shoot,
I would love to.
It's just a big old empty, cold-looking space.
I would love to photograph something like that.
Yeah, and then we just decided to bring in a lot of stuff. Like, we chose the neon lights because we wanted somewhere that had kind of like this establishment of a rich history.
Right.
And that's definitely what this place is. I mean, there's so much that has gone down there, and we wanted to have this kind of history in the future look.
Sure.
So we brought in the neon lights and some of those more techy looking things.
Modernize it a little bit.
Yeah, modernize it. It's almost post-apocalyptic looking.
Yeah, it's very cool.
And we wanted it to look like we were just been through something. So that's why we have the bandages and, you know, cut clothing and everything. Because we're so tired of the standard and the status quo of every video and all these band toys, which I call band members nowadays. All these band toys, like dressing up and getting their nice little plastic face on and everything.
Of course.
So we just kind of approached it a lot differently than we have a lot of things before. But Jonathan Bragel and Khalid Monteseb, we've worked with them on A Little Faster and No More to Breathe. So I think this was also like our main goal. We saw so alike on this was just don't do A Little Faster. Don't do that video because we're just so unhappy with it. It's not us.
Right.
At all.
Well, I'll tell you what you were saying about the whole, you know, sort of band toy image and whatnot going down. To me, I kind of think that was really important for you guys because you're already looked at as the pretty boy band.
Yeah, and that's.
And I'm sure you guys get that a lot and hear it a lot. And I mean, you guys get off the stage and still look like you did when you jumped on. But you know, it's kind of good that you try and shed that a little bit.
Yeah. Are you 21?
This is awesome.
21.
No, we're 21 on the interview.
I am 21 now.
Hey, congratulations. Mm-hmm. But I'm just thinking that, you know, it's nice to kind of shed that a little bit because your music really should speak for itself.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everyone has to have an image in this business, but still, I mean, you guys are so talented that to me, I've always said that of the bands that are kind of your age group that we know that we've interviewed, you guys have always stood out as far as talent to me. So I really like the video and the way it looked, and it seemed like you were getting some things out on that video, you know?
And yeah, those they were almost like analogies or metaphorical, the things that we were breaking.
Yeah.
We're so fed up with the way media is covering things, and we're so fed up with the way, you know, music is just not, you know, meaning anything nowadays, and we're so fed up with ideas that are just all rehashments of things that people have done before. So that's why we're breaking a light bulb, and we're breaking a TV, and we're breaking a speaker, and the violin too. It's just we just wanted to be have a whole fresh approach, and that's why we're really excited about recording a new album.
Yeah, that was my next question.
Yeah,
what's the status of all that? You know, I'm sure you've been writing.
It's just a very it's all potential stuff right now, but it's just been the whole conceptualizing, gathering thoughts stage, and kind of we know exactly what we did not like about what the past year has brought us with A Little Faster, but we also know that what we have liked. So it's not like we have to start over this whole new thing because we've developed such an awesome fan base like you were talking about.
Yeah.
So all we want to do is progress with that.
Well, I'm going to put a ball in your court when it comes to the new album.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys have always struck me as you just want to stay really true to your music. You're a very deep writer when it comes to lyrics. What do you think, if anything, you'll change about your next process and this next album? And you got to tell me that you're not going to go so overproduced that I'm going to cry.
No. It's funny because we're actually going to revert ourselves a little bit back to when we were 17 and a song was just us four developing it before we demoed it. Because a lot of the time now, which I hate about the recording process is, and the writing process, it's just a recording process the whole time. It's all production, and like people use software plugins as a tool. Like, well, it's supposed to be a supplemental thing to a recording, but now people use it as a talent supplier.
And I hate that so much, you know. So, and that's what I've always liked about you guys. Like, even with this, with A Little Faster, I mean, obviously, every step you take, every notch you go up, you're encouraged to do things differently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you can't help that in the business, but your sound still sounded like you.
Yeah.
Still sounded solid. So I love the fact that you guys just want to go back even further and just, I love just raw music.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're obviously there for tomorrow, so there's technology that has to be involved with our music that we want to be involved with it because we like the things that are coming ahead and that are new and people haven't touched on yet. But as far as everybody just doing the whole put autotune on zero and let's sing about a red cup at the club and Patron all day, like, we're never going to do that.
It's but, so old, dude.
Yeah, it's really old. I feel like there's this really stale thing nowadays that people are really getting smart about and catching on to. That's why record sales are dying and everyone's just stealing music because no one cares as much anymore. So
something fresh.
Yeah, so And I'm not saying that we won't go into the production process, like, you know, using these awesome tools that are available, because I have a real deep hand in engineering credits and everything on the album, so it'll be like that. But definitely want to let it speak for just the four of us first, and then everything else around it
is after.
Is the, you know, the cherries.
Right. Well, that's good. I'm looking forward to hearing the new stuff.
Sure.
I'm excited.
Oh, also, you're asking about what will be different. It'll be a conscious effort on my part with lyrics to really, now that we've developed this worldwide fan base and we know about these people in Indonesia and Malaysia and Latvia and places
sure.
like that are so odd to us.
Yeah.
But it's so amazing to know that people are there. It's important for me to touch upon things that will touch them as well.
Right.
And not just talk about, like I was saying, like a club. Like, no one in Latvia.
Sure.
There'd be like no 16-year-old in Latvia. No
yeah, exactly. Make it relatable.
Yeah, just stuff to empower people. So I want to make a conscious effort to do that.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and be like the ringleader and go out.
And change the world.
Yeah, I'm not going to be Rage Against the Machine. And,
no.
But
they were kind of cool though. Back in the day.
Yeah, they were amazing.
Right. The new Rage. TFT.
Love them.
Yeah, me too. Well, that's cool. I'm excited to hear that. So
I am too.
What do you think timeline wise your fans can look forward to some new stuff?
Well, we're gonna do this Ludo fall in the Ludo tour in the fall.
I love Ludo.
Yeah.
Love
Well those yeah, it's gonna be like finally we can tour with a band who takes themselves seriously and
they're amazing.
They like the music
and and they're so much fun. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's finally.
That's
so
awesome.
That'll be nice. And then we already started three songs on this, but we're putting out a remix revision EP thing, which has a lot more electronic feel to it.
Yeah.
And it'll be really cool. It'll be different, like a lot more dubstep involvement.
You'll love that.
Yeah, for sure. We already started on it. We're doing it. I'm doing it
cool.
at my house, so...
So are you doing some solo stuff too, though, that you were working on, or no? Are you just?
I mean, as a hobby, but usually, like, a solo song will turn into a There for Tomorrow idea, so.
Yeah.
It's basically anytime I just put something down and show it to the guys. And Chris is always the guy who just knows, like, if it's something or if it's not.
Yeah.
So he's, like, my right-hand man.
That's cool.
But after that, we're going to try to return to the UK. I'm speaking out of line right now, but we're going to try to return to the UK. And then the whole idea was to get into the studio early 2011, but it's all tentative speaking. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, timelines are never set in this business, right?
No.
Never. Mm-hmm. Well, let me just ask you real quick. Did you already go to Hong Kong or to
Japan? Yeah.
How was that?
It's amazing.
Is that your first time there?
No, second.
Oh, okay.
And then... We recently went to the UK for the first time.
How are your fans over there? Really?
They're awesome, yeah. It's very different because we seem a lot more fresh to them.
Sure.
And here, it's a little bit like they've seen us play in these small little clubs and they've been standing next to us at the bar for how long, you know?
Exactly.
But there, it's been this out-of-reach thing and... it's really refreshing to find people and they can actually converse with you about your music and talk
They're
to you on an intellectual level
guys.
About things. And it's really cool. Yeah, but my favorite thing is we are there for tomorrow there. We're not like just this other band here that's coming through the local venue.
Yeah.
Like, we are there for tomorrow there.
And that kind of irritates me here because, you know, for me, it's like from, well, how long have we known each other now? A few years? And it's like... To me, you guys should be the standout act. I'm very honest when it comes to music. So, to me, it seems like you guys should be you're there for tomorrow here. That's the attitude it should be. But fans overseas are always so much more into the music and dedicated than we are over here, which frustrates me as an American.
It's frustrating, but it gives you something to look forward to.
True. As an artist, it must be amazing.
But it's really been cool, though, because every day, daily, like on this tour, even though we haven't really gone after it and promoted it and really tried to blow this thing up, you know, for sacrificing our profile, we're not going to be like, 205 on Hotel 6 tour, you know, we're not going to push that out to the world, but still people have just found it naturally and have shown up, and it's really cool how it's finally dawning on us how much we have in our hands if we wanted to really take advantage of it.
But you have some good people behind you.
For sure.
So, I mean, I think it's kind of cool the way you guys are still, you know, at that very approachable, just your own people out there doing your thing kind of stage, because I think that flavor gets lost.
It does,
once you hit a certain point and there's no control over it. So.
Yeah, and if it ever does, it won't be like an ingenuine thing with us. It'll just be that it's time to get more professional.
Yeah.
That's all it ever will be.
Well, is there anything else that you want to make sure that your fans know about before we wrap up?
Not really. I just I'm really happy with seeing how much interaction that's been happening between them.
Yeah.
That's what's so cool about it is we wanted to start this community, whatever, around our music, because we feel like there's enough there to supply people with something to talk about, something to feel, and something to relate to.
Right.
And that's really been happening lately, and it's really cool. So we're just excited to expand on that on the new album and just keep going forward. And we're going to try our best to always just keep in contact and let everybody updated and everything. But I really don't know what's to come. But
I think your fans are very happy to see you whenever they can, and I know that they wish you the best. So I'm going to do a total turnaround now, and I'm going to make you feel completely uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yes. You know how I usually tell you can ask me anything?
Okay, yeah.
Well, we're not doing that today.
All right.
We're going to do that. Today I'm going to see how honest you can be.
Okay.
Because everyone says what a nice boy you are.
Okay.
I have a birthday next week.
Do you?
In all honesty, how old do you think I'm going to be?
No,
and I'm not one of those people who's going to be offended if you get older.
Right.
So we're going to see what you're going to say.
All right. Birthday next week, you're going to be...
Be honest.
You're going to be...
Wait and see.
You're going to be...
Oh, he's so scared right now. Look at
it. You're going to be 29.
You're so full of crap. Okay. Be honest.
You're going to be 29.
You'd nasty. I was going to give you a prize or something. You don't get one now because you're so lying.
Really? Am I lying?
Yeah, you're lying.
What am I supposed to say?
You're supposed to be honest. What, if you just saw me on the street and
is
didn't
honesty
know me.
55? No. Honesty is just what you think something is.
Yeah,
I don't know. 33.
No, but you are my new best friend.
31.
Yeah.
What is it?
No.
36.
45. Yeah, seriously.
Seriously, honestly, I really didn't.
Seriously.
Think that.
Well,
honestly.
See, now I really like even more than I liked you before, Charlie.
About yourself?
I
always think they're lying, though. I always think they're just totally lying.
I honestly didn't think that. I think it's just your fresh
Mexican
attitude.
Mexican heritage.
Maybe that, yeah.
Has a lot to do with it.
It does, yeah.
And I stay out of the sun. Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure as usual.
Thank you.
And
very
look
much.
Forward to the set. And we're going to sign up. Say real quick that you love the YouTube fans that love you so much, because I'm going to clip that at the end.
Okay.
And I'm put it on a... response.
I love you, YouTube fans, with all of this.
Everything in there.
There.
Right there.
There it is.